I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 10 years ago today, the Arab Spring movement sparked massive protests in Damascus, Syria. Demonstrations called for a Syria without tyranny. Anti-government protests led to military crackdowns, which then escalated into civil war. And a decade later, over 13 million people in Syria rely on humanitarian aid just to survive. Between 5 and 6 million live in neighboring countries as refugees. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
"The heartache is just immeasurable. But even in that darkness, God can use it and turn desperate hearts to Him. There is a harvest in Syria, despite the negative news and the horrible scenes that we see and have seen for the last decade. Syrians are coming to faith in Christ. There's a new openness to the gospel."
Ask the Lord to keep growing His church in Syria. And 81 Rohingya refugees have been rescued after their boat's engine failed. 8 died of dehydration. The Indian Coast Guard found the boat adrift in the Andaman Sea. Meanwhile, many Rohingyas still live in Myanmar, even after the genocide against them in 2016 and 2017. And now many of their oppressors have retaken power in a military coup. FMI's Vincent Michael says,
"A lot of people are afraid that it's going to become much worse for Rohingya that are still in Myanmar. So pray for that. And the other prayer point related to the coup is many Rohingya were still hopeful that there would be a chance they could be repatriated to Myanmar in a peaceful and safe way. And with the military takeover, that's looking just a lot less likely to happen."
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with fun facts and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.